Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly, bringing you your daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. As we enter into this Tuesday, in this afternoon on Tuesday, we're perhaps heading home from work, preparing to take care of some chores at home. Maybe we have the dreaded laundry ahead of us, preparing dinner, pulling the dishes out of the dishwasher, maybe finding the dishes, you know. Nevertheless, as we prepare for the next half of our day on this Tuesday, let us keep in mind that the Church invites us to venerate the holy angels, especially our guardian angel on this Tuesday. Joining me today is Sister Mary Jacinta, a member of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Hi.
Sister, what comes to your mind when you hear the holy angels?
Oh, I love the fact that we have guardian angels.
So you have someone to blame things on, right?
Someone to rely on. Sometimes I joke and try to convince people that my family, we each got two because of special needs. But I'm so grateful for the gift of having a guardian angel, not just for the spiritual companionship, but just the knowledge of that helpfulness in what matters the most, getting to heaven.
Hmm. And you know, it's interesting because when we think of the holy angels, especially the guardian angels, it's a powerful reminder that none of us were created by accident. Because when we were created, the Lord literally assigned an angel who was already existing because the angels were called into existence at the beginning of time. And so the Lord, that means, had an angel waiting for us. So we are created, then our guardian angel, you know, accompanies us, walks with us. There's a particular saint in your congregation, or your order, I should say, who's known for his love of the angels. Who is that? Doctor of the angels, the angelic doctor.
Okay. Thank you for the clue. It's like, oh no.
That'll be a fun conversation in heaven.
Well,
so the angelic doctor, right?
Our beloved St. Thomas Aquinas.
Beloved but forgotten. No, just kidding. Let's hope the friars aren't listening at St. Pat's.
It was really because I had many saints in my mind. I just didn't know which one you're referring to.
Right. There's the cover-up. Okay. Why would St. Thomas Aquinas have received that title, the angelic doctor?
Well, there's kind of two pious
folklore,
reasons why. One of them being that he was angelic himself in the sense of his innocence and his ability to communicate so closely with God. I think those were some reasons why he has that title, but also he has a great contribution to angelology. That's not a super familiar term, but the study of angels in his theological treatise. And so that is why he has earned that title, and I encourage our listeners to look into that because it's an amazing truth that we have, and I think that it's not super well known, but it's so important in our life, and there's a lot out there for us to know about angels.
We have this incredible privilege every Tuesday of considering the holy angels. And of course, in the Dominican order and the life of the Dominican order, we have the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, who's a member of the Dominican order, but a doctor of the church, venerated by people near and far as our brother in heaven. But within the Dominican order itself, within the life of the order, Tuesday is significant, not just because of the holy angels, but also for another reason.
Yes.
Why is Tuesday a special day in the life of the Dominican order?
Well, the Dominicans are very liturgically sensitive, and we have our own particular devotions that are not in contrast to what the universal church celebrates, but to kind of feed into those beautiful customs. So our custom is to celebrate our Holy Father Dominic on Tuesdays.
A saint particularly special to both of us because you belong to the Dominican order.
Yes.
And I took St. Dominic as my patron saint in confirmation. St. Dominic, you know, unfortunately, for all of the greatness attributed to him in this life and for his incredible sanctity and, of course, heroic virtue in founding an order in response to the call given by the Lord to do such, a lot of people don't know much about him.
I know. That is very surprising to me.
You know, and I'm... it's my life mission to correct that error.
Oh, good. So, I'll join you.
But
well,
I'm like,
I, even I did not know about him until I met the Dominican Sisters of Mary Mother of the Eucharist. And I heard about, I heard the name St. Dominic and I thought Dominic Savio.
Yeah.
And
sure,
that I was definitely in high school. So yeah. I'm just as ignorant. I was just as ignorant. And it's a phenomena to me. The saint who started the rosary.
Yeah.
Like that, it seems like that would be common knowledge. Right. So I've joined the bandwagon too to teach others about Dominic, and even just within the context of the rosary, that's, it seems like enough right there just to get his name better known.
What is a, what's something that comes to your mind about the life of Saint Dominic that everyone should know?
Well, that the rosary, I think
sure,
that's a huge one. The rosary is not, it's not like one day we woke up with the rosary. There's a long history that feeds into the, this beautiful Catholic tradition. And, but he is at the heart of it and he is called the champion of the rosary. So I think that's important to know that, it is thanks to him that we have the rosary, and it is the custom for Dominicans before we preach to pray a Hail Mary. And that goes way back to our Holy Father Dominic, who got the rosary as we know it today.
And Dominic, more than many, especially today, he understood and he appreciated the need for prayer and also the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a soft throw your way. What was the very first, let's say, what was the very first effort he undertook in response to the Lord's call to begin what today we know as the order of preachers, the Dominicans? Who did he found first?
The nuns?
Exactly.
What you're
the friars always like, was like, oh yeah, well, we were in his mind, but they were founded first.
We take credit, oh yes, with full knowledge.
But I mean, he understood the power of prayer, and he understood that need to have a powerhouse of prayer, especially when you go out into the world. And, you know, to the people that are joining us in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio during this daily message of hope, it's important for all of us to remember that we have that powerhouse of prayer supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sisters who are offering up their lives as a holy oblation or a holy sacrifice to God,
mm-hmm.
especially the cloistered sisters. Your sisters are very contemplative, but you have that active dimension in the apostolate, you know, teaching and instructing and forming souls, giving witness to the glory of God. What's the most exciting thing about Dominic's life that would be good to know? I mean, obviously, okay, he was one with our Lord. One of my favorite things is people say that whenever Dominic spoke, he either spoke of God or to God. So even when he wasn't speaking to the Lord in prayer, he was always speaking of the Lord. And, you know, another thing is Dominic had Matthew's gospel memorized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I love St. Dominic. He's one of my patrons. John's gospel is it for me, but that's okay. What is it
no
about
competition.
Complementarity.
Yes, yes.
What is it about his life that stands out to you that you think, you know, people just really need to know? Not just the rosary, not just his love for Our Lady or speaking of the Lord or to the Lord, but is there something, you know, he did or something about his biography comes to your mind?
Yes. Several things are coming to mind immediately, but some not as important as others. But I do love the way that he was a priest before he founded the Dominican Order, and the way that the Dominican Order was inspired was when he was traveling with an uncle who was a bishop, and he was at an inn and he encountered some of the local people who were suffering from the untruths of the current heresy, which is Albigensianism. Try to say that five times fast. And I just love that his heart, he had a very gentle spirit that was impassioned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so he encountered this tragedy of souls who were under the idea that they were following God, but were completely being completely misled.
Mm.
And so he dedicated his entire life to preaching the truth to help bring them back to the true knowledge of God and his love as it truly is. And that's just a wonderful thing for me to think about, that when he encountered an issue like that, what was his response? To completely throw his life away and dedicate himself to telling others about God's love. And I'm inspired by many different aspects of his life, but one of the aspects that we kind of joke about in the community is he would, well, first of all, when he wanted to found the order, he would encounter souls and he would want to help them, and he didn't have the money to do it, so he sold all of his books, and that was huge back then. Nowadays books are pretty easy to come by, but in those days it was not the case. And the fact that he was willing to sell them, now keep in mind, Dominicans, we encounter God through study, and that is a huge part of our charism. So books are very precious to us. So the fact that he had the souls of those around him ranking higher than the value of the precious books that he had is huge. But then, so that was a witness to poverty. And another witness to poverty is when he would walk, because, you know, before cars and everything, they would walk all over Europe, like amazing distances. And he would take his shoes off and walk in his bare feet in order to preserve the longevity of the shoes. And so we kind of tease each other about that sometimes. And we wonder, you know, like, did he sleep with his shoes on or off and all this stuff? So you kind of read the early lives of the brethren, and it's, some of those details are ambiguous. But I love that. It's a funny thing, but it's a beautiful witness to poverty that he would take off his shoes when he would walk, even when he was in terrain that was not so friendly to your feet.
Yeah, totally. The people who are joining us today for this daily message of hope on this Tuesday, we invite you to consider asking St. Dominic's intercession. If you know of someone who perhaps knows of the Lord but struggles to know the Lord heart to heart, or to love the Lord and serve him, to seek the intercession of St. Dominic and to be ever mindful of the presence of the holy angels in your life. May the Lord give you his peace.